Sweden's foreign minister, Anna Lind, has died after being stabbed in Stockholm by an unknown attacker. Lind had undergone several hours of surgery. She was stabbed in the chest, stomach, and arms, and suffered severe internal bleeding, as well as liver and stomach injuries. Her death came just days before Swedish voters are to decide whether to join the single European currency, the euro. Reporter Katrina Bond is in Stockholm. Lind had campaigned hard in favor of the euro. Is there a connection?
Well, as long as the assailant has not been captured, of course, we cannot say anything about a possible political connection.
Lind was one of Sweden's most popular and respected politicians, perhaps a future prime minister.
Anna Lind was perceived to be the obvious candidate to succeed Sweden's current prime minister, Göran Persson. She has spent more or less her entire adult life in politics. She entered the government as Secretary of the Environment and has been the foreign minister for the past 5 years. She was the absolutely clear favorite to succeed Sweden's current prime minister, Göran Persson.
Why was she so popular?
I think basically by force of her personality. She was very respected and appreciated, even by political opponents. She was professional, outspoken, and knowledgeable, and she had a unique ability to connect on a personal level, both with high politicians, foreign leaders, but also with regular Swedish citizens.
And yet someone wanted to kill her.
Yes, but as I said, since we have no idea who her assailant was, in fact, we don't even know if he attacked her as foreign minister or as an individual walking around in a department store.
Of course, this murder is reminiscent of the killing of Sweden's prime minister, Olof Palme, on a Stockholm street in 1986.
Well, of course, we are all brought back to that day 17 years ago. Both of them were moving around without Secret Service bodyguards. We pride ourselves with an open society, but the question is, A, if we've not learned our lesson from 17 years ago, and B, if we are not too naive when it comes to the dangers that lurk in an open society.
And whoever murdered Palme was not caught either, right?
He has never been caught, and that remains a trauma. We cannot receive a closure of that assassination as long as we don't know why and by whom he was murdered.
So Swedes today must be considering two things, security for their public officials and pursuit of people who attack them.
Absolutely, and of course the head of the Secret Service are under heavy attack. They say there was no obvious threat to the foreign minister, but we are 3 days away from the referendum. She was one of the most prominent leaders in that campaign, and it seems incredible that she did not have any protection.
Reporter Katrina Bond in Stockholm.